another former General Services Administration official has cleared his name of wrongdoing in the aftermath of that infamous Las Vegas Western Regions Conference scandal. The Merit Systems Protection Board rules James Weller was fired by the GSA without cause. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, Jason, tell us the story. What happened at the Merit Systems Protection Board?
Well, they found that James Weller, the former Regional 7 Commissioner of the Public Building Service, actually did nothing wrong and ordered GSA to pay him back 19 months of back pay and give him his old job back as head of Region 7 for the Public Building Service. Now, Weller is one of the four people who got caught up in that infamous Western Regions Conference that you mentioned in the beginning, back from April 2012, when it all became public through an IG report. That, if you guys remember, led the Martha Johnson, the former GSA administrator, to resign, two other senior executives to resign, as well as GSA firing, or at least we'll say forcing out, four others, including Mr. Weller and Paul Prouty. Now, MSPB ruled February 4th that the government's case against James Weller lacked any evidence that he broke any rules, and we have a full link to MSPB's decision on federalnewsradio.com. It's 37 pages, well worth reading. It's a quick read. I've done it a couple times already. Now, Alan Lesh is the Weller's attorney. He says the government tried to pin the excessive spending at the Western Regions Conference on Weller like he was Region 9 Commissioner Jeff Neely.
The decision found that there was no evidence to support any of the charges the government made against Jim. The judge ruled in his decision that outside of Jim's appearance at the final dry run meeting, that Jim possessed no knowledge regarding the WRC planning meetings until well after the fact, that the judge ruled that Region 9, as the host for the WRC, and of course I'm talking about the Western Regions Conference, was responsible for the logistics of the conference planning. The judge ruled that it was not possible for Jim to have controlled the excess costs associated with these events, and the judge ruled that the fact remains that Jim did not participate in the relevant purchasing decisions and had no prior notice of those purchasing decisions.
Now, GSA alleged that Weller's conduct was unbecoming of a federal employee. He said that the GSA said that Weller should have stopped the excessive spending on food and gifts at the conference, as well as the excessive spending on the conference planning. But for each of those allegations, MSPB found GSA's evidence was lacking. Let me give you an example. Weller testified that he actually appointed two employees, Stephen Rutledge and Matthew Madsen, to serve as representatives from Region 7 on this quote-unquote planning team for the Western Regions Conference with the expectation that they would provide input on the content for the conference. MSPB found that Madsen and Rutledge performed their roles without needing help from Weller and with minimal feedback. Now, what's interesting about this is, as well is that they talk about, did Weller sign off on travel vouchers or sign off on different documents that would have led him to believe that there are problems going on? And in the end, what happened was not only did Weller not sign on to these travel documents, somebody else did, this guy named James Faraci, who is right now the acting Region 7 commissioner who has replaced Weller after he got fired by GSA. So the MSPB finds that Faraci actually signed off on those travel vouchers to attend the meetings and the planning meetings and such. So that's not only shows that Weller had no direct knowledge, but GSA was trying to pin the problems, or the at least the knowledge of the problems, on somebody who didn't have any knowledge of it, and the person who did have knowledge, they made him the acting regional commissioner. Now, I heard back from GSA late yesterday, and the spokesman tells me they are disappointed with the Merit Systems Protection Board's ruling on this personnel matter. They are exploring all their available options, including an appeal. The spokesman says GSA has taken strong action against those individuals whom they believe were responsible and will continue to do so as appropriate. GSA leadership has taken significant steps over the past years to improve internal controls and oversight at the agency. To date, GSA spokesman says the agency has already saved more than $28 million in conference and travel spending.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So what does this all mean for Jim Weller?
Well, the GSA owes him about 19 months of back pay, which by my napkin calculations is probably more than $200,000 in total. They also need to put him back in his job as Region 7 PBS commissioner. Now, all along, Weller says his goal was just to clear his name and go back to work. And he says, obviously, he's very pleased with MSPB's decision.
Well, the good news is that the people in Fort Worth and even the people in Atlanta, where I served both regions for 30 months prior to this event happening, those people are very supportive. They understand the true Jim Weller and the way I perform my duties every day. And frankly, I'm looking forward to going back and being of service to GSA, and I think I can be a valuable employee going forward. Do I hold a grudge? Am I upset about that? No, I'll go back and I'll be a professional and I'll do the very best job I can.
Now, Weller hasn't been able to get a new job over the last 19 months, now in part because this issue of this termination was hanging over his head. And let's be clear about who Jim Weller is. And this is not just me saying this. This is not just him saying this. I've heard from other people. He is not a problem employee. He served in the military and the Army for 25 years, rising to the level of to the rank of colonel. He also worked for GSA, PBS for the last 7 years without any problems. In fact, I'm told by multiple sources that Weller had a reputation of actually being stingy when it comes to spending the government's money and may have gotten a little, you know, good-natured fun by some of his superiors for not wanting to spend money. Now, GSA has until March 11th to make a decision of whether to appeal to MSPB. Lesch says that he suspects the government will appeal, which could take up to a year to decide.
One of the things that the administrative judge did was award Jim interim relief. What that means is that the government has to put Jim back to work. So if the government chooses to appeal, they've got to put Jim back on the payroll, back to work, while that appeal is pending.
Now, of course, what's most likely to happen is that Weller will not go back to Region 7 because GSA will say something to the effect of, well, he would be disruptive to those operations because they've been without him for the last 19 months. But so they will basically pay Jim Weller to stay home and not work. And this is very similar to what happened with Paul Prouty, the other GSA official who won his case against MSPB. Paul was put on administrative leave after the fact and is just getting paid not to work for GSA.
So is he sitting home doing nothing?
Well, I hope Paul's not just sitting home. But I've reached out to his attorney, and I was trying to get an update. But hopefully he's doing something worthwhile.
It sounds very much like limbo. And given the fact that this is the second time this has happened, with Prouty being the first, what's the cost to GSA to continue to pursue these allegations against these employees or former employees?
Right. I mean, that's a great question. That's one of those questions I put to GSA myself, and to be honest, I never got back an answer about it. But let's quickly do the math, the raw numbers. We'll make Tom do the math for us, Emily, because you know, that's what he loves. The Western Regions Conference costs the government just over $800,000, right? So if you're paying Paul Prouty for 2 years to basically your back pay and then the stay-home pay, you're going to pay Jim Weller now for 19 months plus. That on its surface is roughly $500,000 to $600,000 for no work from these two individuals. The government plus is also paying two people who are acting commissioners, so they're getting more money than they would usually make. So that's more money. And on top of that, there's the lawyer's fees. Both Prouty and eventually for Weller, the government likely will be responsible for lawyer's fees. And we all know how much lawyers cost. Now, I can only imagine then there's also the government's lawyer's fees. Remember, the government will decide whether to appeal. GSA will have a piece of it, but it's the Justice Department in the end that makes that decision.
That's about $2,364,827.
Tells you could do the math better than I could. Now, we know that there's a cost for lawyers, that they're going to get paid no matter what on the Justice Department, right? But what was the opportunity cost that was lost by pursuing this cases instead of pursuing other cases that maybe would have brought the government back money? So these are all the questions that are out there in terms of cost. Now, Weller's lawyer, Lesch, says the case against Weller was politically charged, to say the least.
There were events that occurred, and the response to those events was basically for the government to discipline and fire everybody without regard to whether or not they were responsible for what happened. GSA is a very large agency with many qualified people, and in the case of Jim Weller, they incorrectly accused him of participating and making decisions that he had nothing to do with. He should not have been removed in the first place, but the government did so. And when we presented the evidence at the hearing before the administrative judge, you see the conclusion. The conclusion of the judge is that the evidence did not support any of the charges made against Jim.
So now, as for Paul Prouty, who you brought up earlier, GSA appealed his ruling, the MSPB's ruling that was in favor of Paul Prouty about a year ago, April 2013. That is still pending before the full board. I did email his lawyer, Deborah Roth, and she says there's been no update on the case. So we are waiting still to hear about what Paul Prouty's fate will be in terms of whether MSPB upholds GSA's appeal, denies the appeal, and then what happens next, whether it goes back to a job or what. But this whole situation is just, there's been a lot of comments on the story that's on federalnewsradio.com right now, and they're very interesting to read. I think people are a bit outraged over what has happened to Jim Weller and others.
Sounds like Dan Tangerlini really stepped in the cow pie on this one, huh?
Well, it's hard to say whether it was Dan or who, but GSA as an organization seemed to shot first and ask questions later, and I think... Yes, there are other people who deserve to be fired. Jeff Neely, I think, was a prime example. But what you're finding is, as MSPB rules on these cases, that maybe GSA took it too far and there was a reaction to the circumstances without really finding all the information out. And I think it's a shame because it does show that there's good people who are out there who maybe did make mistakes, sure, but maybe didn't make the ultimate mistake, which deserved to be fired.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.